Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Nick and Jonathan back on the show. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We got plenty to get to with Pete and Ohio State in about 15 minutes. We will also get into the Ohio State conversation at 6. We got Cash Lovett coming up at 6:30 with his picks for the week, as always. But I missed Albert Breer yesterday. Did you jam him up at all about his, I go on Cleveland Sports Talk all the time.
I did, but the way that I presented it, I said, you know, on your podcast and everything like that, you'd mentioned Nick and all that other stuff or whatever. And I'm convinced he only heard or thought that I was referencing just the convo last week here.
Mm.
Because he's like, oh, that was fun last week, wasn't that? And then just kind of briefly moved on.
Yeah, that's a good move by Albert.
Yeah.
That's good. Because you, and by the way, good move by you. This is the trust tree with the nest. Mm. Because you could have put his nose in it. You could have. But you were a gentleman about it, and that's the way you make friends. That's the way we make lifelong friends in this business. Not that I would know. That being said, because I always rub somebody's nose in it. I rub my own nose in it.
Yeah, but then you send a nice tweet about it, and all of a sudden you're back to Ross's number one. Mm. The way it was always meant to be.
Mm. Still didn't get that shout out on air, though.
I know, and there was so many opportunities in that game that he could have dropped it, and I was just sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting. And then you realize Ross is making some business decisions out here, isn't he?
Hey, you can't hate it. As long as we're his lackeys when he's replacing Romo in a year.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, not as spotters. We're just like guys that I'm like his turtle. You're like, no, I'd like to be his E, and you can be his turtle.
How about, like, I'm the guy that films the press box food that he goes and usually films, and then I can just, like, pretend that that's him filming it, and then he can voice over it?
And then I'm the guy that's like, that's great stuff, Ross.
Yeah, always
that's
great.
That's really great,
this is
man.
Why Romo sucks and you don't.
And then just be like, and your hair's better, too.
Yeah.
Because it is, because it's real. That being said, Albert Breer was on the station yesterday, and there was a slight corner turned when it came to Shador. Even it ended the same damn place that it always ends with Albert.
I think the discourse is still, like, that bleep crazy. But, like, I think you saw some things where you want to see more. You know, like, sort of my thought coming out of it was, you know, first of all, like, that's a bad Raiders team and the defense carried you. And great, you know what I mean? Like, I think that part of it shouldn't be forgotten. Myles Garrett was unbelievable. And, you know, just as far as Shador in a vacuum, like, I think you saw a few things that, like, would make you want to get a second look and see it against a better opponent and give him another week in practice. And now you build and you see where you can go with it. You know, I think I've said this a few times to you guys. I don't think the quarterback for next year is on the roster right now. And you have runway with Shador where he's under contract for another 3 years. So, you know, I think you saw that he brought some juice. And, you know, the throw to Bond was a highlight, of course. I think, like, it makes you want to see, like, a little bit more. So, you know, we'll see a little bit more this week and see where it takes it.
So, I think some Shador fans, I understand why some Shador fans might hear that clip and go, oh, you can't give our guy any credit. And my response would be, that's as much as the guys who have been staunchly anti-Shador are going to give you after one start.
Yeah, no, and that was fine. Listen, I really thought a couple things. I like that we started off talking about Ross a little bit because Ross acted like he had the greatest time with Shador in that the pregame meeting that they had. Apparently, pregame meetings with Ross go a long way with Ross,
I think that sounds about right.
And so, like, I mean, he came out smelling like roses after that one. And you can hear the interview with us, obviously, Odyssey Rewind. But between
220 today, by the way.
Between that and then Albert, like, that was it. That is as much as you're going to get from Albert right now. But Albert did this whole feature on Joel Bitonio, and Bitonio talking about Shador showing up at 7 o'clock in the morning to get all this extra work in. And I think it's funny and interesting how the people that then get around Shador and around the people around Shador on a consistent basis, they all start to become believers in certain facets in certain ways. Like, Albert did some digging. That's why he had that whole story on the MMQB.com. He did some real digging, and the best he could find was the idea of, oh, the man works really hard. Mm-hmm. Like, Shador's really a really hard worker. He takes this serious. He's not a clown. He makes jokes, but he takes this serious. And so I think that two of the top people we have on the station as guests both spend significant time either with Shador or around people that are spend a lot of time around Shador. And in the past week, they've all walked away really impressed.
Well, and those guys aren't going to go from, I don't think he's an NFL quarterback, or I think this is overblown, to he's the future overnight. And I think Shador fans have to understand there's a chance that some of those guys don't get there in the next six games, no matter how good it looks for Shador. But I do think this 49ers game represents an opportunity where, because they're a playoff caliber team, because they're one of the chosen franchises in the NFL, especially with Shanahan, but just in general over the last 50 years, the way they've been run, like, this is an opportunity that if Shador continues to play reasonably well, that you're going to slowly but surely convert people over. And the same thing with Stefanski, by the way. It will not happen overnight. Unless Shador drops like 350 on San Fran and he's just one after another, great pass in the pocket. And yeah, I mean, this is a just runaway win. It's the Miami win, two times over.
Yeah.
Outside of that, you're going to win people over in the NFL. And that's a statement on how much Shador has to make up for whatever preconceived issues people have with them. People went really hard in the paint against Shador. They're not just going to flip the switch and be like, well, I was wrong, without significant evidence. And this San Fran game, it presents a little bit more evidence.
By the way, I think it's totally fair. You know, like, you shouldn't. If you believed one thing about Shador, one game against the Raiders shouldn't all of a sudden have you flipped in a completely different direction. Like, this should take time. This should be a building process. But the 49ers are, it's a great opportunity. Now, I don't know what the snow is going to be like in that game. It's supposed to be like 2 inches tonight. It's supposed to be a heavy snow day tonight. And then by Sunday, it's supposed to be a really bad weather game. Don't love that development, but go out there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There and win.
Yeah, I just look at it's interesting. Like, I look at the Shador Stefanski stuff and the Shador, the Browns, the Shador and the detractor stuff. Is kind of an opportunity of at least that door's open now.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of look at the Shador and Stefanski thing as Kevin's chance to get what he got wrong with Baker right with another quarterback. And listen, they are two different quarterbacks. One guy was the number one pick in the NFL draft. Another guy was thought to be a second or third round pick value that win the fifth round. So talent-wise, we're not talking about the exact same quarterback. However, I do think, like, Kevin struggled with Baker's immaturity. Kevin struggled with the fact that Baker was a leader unto himself and didn't just follow what Kevin said. He struggled with the fact that Baker didn't just want to play within a pre-scheduled offense or an on-time offense. He wanted to do things off-schedule, right? Well, these are all the same conversations we're having with Shador. And honestly, even Shador's personality, which it's been interesting to watch people and, you know, oh, he's not serious enough, or he's not this enough, or he's not that enough. Those were the same damn things we said about Baker.
Right.
And so, like, to me, I look at Shador as some extension of where I think Kevin didn't help Baker be here long term and say, okay, fix it. He's not your perfect quarterback. Who gives a rat's ass? You can win with this guy if you really put the work in and buy into him. That's what I think this San Francisco game also kind of affords you.
Yeah, I don't know what to do it one step at a time. Like, another thing Albert was getting on, though, and kind of in the lane that you're talking about is he went down this whole track about basically how guys like Baker, but he mentioned Josh Allen, he mentioned Patrick Mahomes, he mentioned some of those type of players, and the third quarterback it was Joe Burrow, and he mentioned how, like, relatable they are, and just how they were just relatable humans, and that maybe Shador misses some of that with people because of his how he was grown up and the surroundings and everything like that. And I don't know how much of that is true, how much of that isn't true. But what I do know is that when you watched on Sunday, it felt like those players related to Shador in a big way.
Yeah.
It felt like they got it. And so, like, if you're just going to be blind to that and the idea, it's why I love that visual of Myles Garrett on the sidelines, just looking like, did I just see what I just saw? Like, stuff like that, it stays with guys. And it is that 7 a.m. workout that he has with all the offensive players that Joel Bitonio happened to be walking in on. Moments like that, like, you might not seem the most relatable because you grew up, Dion being your dad, but you can do it in other ways. You can find inroads.
Well, and I think, like, kind of like Baker, when Baker came in, that was the right guy at the right time with the right attitude that fit this town. Shador isn't one for one the same guy that Baker is, but they represent that same spark. And for whatever reason, under Jimmy Haslam, those are the kind of guys that are going to elevate you, right? The guy who doesn't walk, talk, and act like the stereo. He doesn't do what Tom Brady did, where he just bored you to tears. He doesn't do what other great quarterbacks do, because that's just not who they are. That's not how they're wired. And unless you get that guy in the draft, and you're not in the position to do it right now, this is the kind of guy that I think does have a chance, because it's almost like all the crap that comes with being a Browns quarterback, he doesn't care about.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought you needed somebody different in order to turn this thing around with the Browns anyway. And that's why, but there's so many similarities. That's why every convo feels like there's always there's something with Baker Mayfield that just looms. And it's not the idea that Baker was here and we went through 4 years with Baker. It's the idea that they carry a lot of the same traits. The two of them just do. And so, like, the parallels are there, and the idea that they are wired just a little bit different.
216-474-0092. What do you want out of Shador and Stefanski's relationship? Pete Futek walks us through the game, Ohio State, Michigan, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.